Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today I'm joined by Nebraska running back Greg Abell. How you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for joining me. I want to dive right into it. The first question I want to ask you, before you came to Nebraska, you know, we have a couple of senior running backs, Devino Zigbo, Mikhail Wilbon. You're going to be a junior. We got Trey Bryant. We got highly thought of sophomore running back Jalen Bradley. Now Maurice Washington is here. So before you came, there's all these running backs. So I'm curious, what made you still choose the University of Nebraska with all these running backs that we have right now?
You know, I just wanted to come in and compete with guys that's good and that they could push me hard. And everybody on the team is a great running back, so that's why I came here.
Awesome. I love that. So there's six very talented running backs, including yourself. So what makes you unique or a little bit different or makes you stand out and gives you the possibility of earning that starting running back job come the fall?
I mean, I work hard. I'm trying to get better day by day, and then I just work hard, so I'm just trying to get that spot.
Now, I know over spring break, you put out this tweet that said, no spring break, and it's you running, it looks uphill on a treadmill. It almost looks like you have to make the treadmill go on your own. You're tied at the waist to a dummy behind you. So talk to me about some of the workouts you're doing over spring break, and talk to me specifically about that treadmill workout and what that was like.
That was actually my first time doing that. That was like one of the hardest things I've ever done in a workout. But I have a trainer out here in San Diego named Bryce, and he's pushing me to the limit every day so I can get better and be great by the time spring ball comes.
So real quick, I want to talk about winter conditioning, then we'll get into some spring ball questions. So talk to me about winter conditioning, what that was like compared to how you've trained in the past, because I heard it was a little tougher than some players were used to.
Right. Yeah, that was one of the hardest workouts I ever done. I pushed myself so I can get better. Coach Duvall, his coaching staff, his strength staff, pushed everybody to get better, so I think we should be good by the time the fall comes.
Now, what are some of the things, because each coaching staff has different drills, running drills, lifting, certain lifting techniques that you do. What are some of the things they focused on? I saw a lot of stuff with the back squat, looked like some deadlifts, some hand clean. What are some of their favorite things that they focused on this past winter?
We focused on everything, really, but mainly legs. We did a lot of legs, a lot of squats, a lot of deadlifts, hand clean, stuff like that.
Talk to me. So there's a nutrition expert there. And Zach Duvall did a lot with nutrition. Talk about what you learned about the nutrition side during winter conditioning as you get ready for spring practice.
You just got to put the right stuff in your body, or your body's not going to react well, and you're going to break down. So they just told us to put the right stuff in your body and just eat right.
So what are some of the things they wanted you to eat? Was it like, for me, they always told me chicken breasts. You know, it was dry. I'd pile on the barbecue sauce, you know, but it's lean, high in protein. What are some of the things they were pushing for you guys to eat?
Yeah, they tell me chicken breast too, pasta, stuff like that, fruit, just get a lot of water inside you, stuff like that.
Okay, cool. So what has spring practice been like so far for you guys? You got one in the books. I mean, what was it? Was it a little bit chaotic, the tempo, getting a lot more plays off? Was there chaos? What was it like so far?
It was fast-paced. That's really the biggest thing. Everything was fast-paced. Everybody was moving. There was no breaks like that. You're just moving all the time.
If you had to pick one thing as your biggest strength, what would it be?
As a running back, I catch the ball good. I have good vision, and I can run between the tackles. That's just a few. And then I can block pretty good. So.
Okay. So if there's one area of your game you needed to improve the most, what would that be?
Probably blocking.
Okay. All right. So you won't be playing fullback anytime soon. Is that what you're saying?
No,
I'm
running back.
All right. We got one of them, Ben Miles. He'll do all right. So talk to me. I'm curious about
Ben's
Scott.
A great dude.
Yeah. So talk to me about Scott Frost. So what's he been like so far? You guys are getting to know him. What's the first impression? What's the impression as you've been there over the past couple months and as spring ball is really getting underway?
Coach Frost is a great coach and a great person. He's real relatable to us because he plays football. And he knows what it takes to get to the next level, and he's just a great person and a great coach.
Now, what are some of the things he's really emphasizing, let's say, with the running backs? Like, hey, I want the quarterbacks to do this, the wide receivers. What's he emphasizing with the running back group specifically?
Really nothing. Just don't be afraid to fail. Just if you're going to mess up 100%, they want you to make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. So They want you to make mistakes.
Now talk to me about running backs coach Ryan Hell. What's he been like so far? What are some of the things? Because I imagine he's looking for specific things. Each coach tends to look for specific things. What's he told you that he's looking for? Like, hey, this is how you win the job here at Nebraska going into this season. What's he looking for running backs?
Just working hard. There's not really a specific thing he's looking for. Just working hard and being able to make plays, a home run player.
All right, so I got to ask, who took the reps at the running back position with the first team so far in the practices?
It was Devine and Wilbron, but we're all getting, like, two reps. We all keep switching in and out, so everybody's really getting one reps, really. There's not really no one running back right now.
Okay. All right, they got to start with somebody, so they're just getting everybody reps. All right. So I got to ask, you know, you're out in San Diego, or that's where you're from. You've been in Nebraska. What are your thoughts? What's your impressions of Nebraska these couple of months that you've been there so far now?
It was pretty good. Everybody's nice. I wasn't used to the weather at first, but I'm used to it now. And it's good. Nebraska's good.
What was it like getting used to, especially you came there in the winter. It ain't like I came there in June. The day I walked, I walked into the weight room and I went out and ran for the first time. It was 95 degrees, 90% humidity. So you're coming in there a little bit different weather. So talk to me about getting used to that weather, you know, being a Cali kid.
Yeah, I've never seen snow before. So when I first got there, it was snowing. So that was kind of shocking to me. That was the biggest shocker, is seeing the snow.
My wife and I, she knew she loved me when I threw her in the snow and I jumped in the snow with her. That's when we fell in love. So I have a special thing for snow. So, all right, last question. You got anything you want to say to Husker fans, any message you want to relay to the Husker fans directly from you, Greg Bell, to Husker Nation?
I just want to say I'm going to work hard for you guys, try to get a winning record, and try to win the Big Ten.
All right, I like it, man. Thanks for having me. You got my number. Save that bad boy. If you ever need anything, I got the show, but I'm a former player, so hit me up anytime, all right? All right, until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember, I don't know if you guys could hear him. He did say throw the bones. I think he faded out, but thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, Greg. Thanks again to our sponsors, the Nebraska Spine Hospital. When it comes to your spine, you don't want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They're the best at what they do.